This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady at Sun and Fun reporting for AFWEB, and I'm talking with Tom Baghini. He's with Flight Design, and he's going to talk to us about the new, recently released new update for Part 23, which Flight Design has been watching very closely for quite a while. A lot of people in the industry have been interested to see how this will all turn out, and now it's out there in print. We're going to get some reaction from him and more people through the week. So, Tom, thanks for talking to us.
Well, hi, Mary. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Great. Flight Design was a contributor to towards the creation of the new NPRM, and they are also involved with the ASTM committee that's drafting some of the operating standards for the new proposed Part 23 rewrite. I have read the NPRM, not in super detail, I must admit, but from our immediate position, and I can only comment about 2- and 4-place aircraft because that's our end of the aviation gene pool, it all looks good. I see some expanded role for airplanes that are currently light sport aircraft, getting more capabilities, you know, allowable, maybe flight into IMC that's not available for light sport aircraft now, and higher gross weights and perhaps increased performance in the 2-place category. And then also the simplified rules for simpler 4-place airplanes look very good to us.
Okay, so essentially what this means is that it will become a new process similar to the LSA ASTM process for planes, you know, all of the Part 23 planes. What will this mean for LSA? Will people be less interested in getting things, you know, certified as LSA as opposed to Part 23?
Well, they had considered bringing light sport aircraft, you know, special light sport aircraft into Part 23, but they kept it separate, and I believe that there still will be a lower threshold of certitude for light sport aircraft than there will be for complete certified, you know, Part 23 aircraft, because you will, you know, we do not have to have the dreaded production certificate still. What it will allow is for instance, European or other countries that do have production certificates, if they can get their production approvals approved by the FAA under reciprocity, it may give a path for them to bring their good work that they've done over there into the United States. So I see it as a positive. There's more options for bringing more capable and affordable aircraft to the market, and there's big provisions for updating existing aircraft, which we all know is extremely important for moving the safety needle. I sit on the GAJSC as the LAMA, Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association representative, and that is the group that determines budgeting and where the focus for research on general aviation safety will go. And anything that we can do to make more airplanes have more simple equipment that make them more safe, it's all good.
Okay, so for the GA pilot out there who's looking at the airplane market, the first thing they might see is that current airplanes get upgraded faster and quicker and more easily, and maybe the next thing they'll see is more planes coming over here from Europe. Is that your take?
Or it'll also make it that's all correct, but it'll also make it easier for entrepreneurs in the United States to make simple 4-place airplanes and 6-place airplanes. It really opens things up again. I think it's exciting, and it's another move forward for general aviation.
Okay, and I know Flight Design was really looking forward to this as far as their new 4-place coming on the market. Is this giving you everything you wanted to make that work the way you wanted it to work?
In my opinion, yes. Now, Oliver Reinhart, the professor emeritus of flight design, was really involved with the committees, the ASTM committee and the ARAC, and Matthias Betsch was the co-chair of the ARAC. So they have been more involved than I have. I have, you know, a different place where I work. And they are very pleased with how it came out. And so this was critical for the C4. We really couldn't move forward that much. We could have made some big mistakes if we don't know what we're going to be doing in the United States with the C4. So it's very positive we come out, that it came out, and now we can move forward.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.